The economy this year looks better than it did in 2009, but despite positive economic reports, businesses remain reluctant to hire, and financial markets are still jittery. To find out what's going on, we turned to David Wessel. He is, of course, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal and a frequent guest on our program. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, you know, we know that 2009 ended with a spurt of economic growth, and there are some good signs, but is it likely to continue?
Well, the best guess of economists, for what it's worth, is growth will continue, but at a painfully slow pace, so slow that the unemployment rate will not come down very fast. I was stunned that in the White House forecast that came out with a budget, they see unemployment rate remaining above 9% for a couple of years. And the Federal Reserve forecast isn't much more optimistic. So that's the problem. We'll be growing. We won't be in recession. But it sure won't feel like a strong recovery to people in the workforce.
All right. So if the economy is growing again, why aren't there more jobs?
One reason is that the economy isn't growing fast enough to create enough businesses that firms need more workers. The other reason is that businesses seem, in this recession and recovery, to be extraordinarily reluctant to hire. The Council of Economic Advisers to the President says that at the end of 2009, the unemployment rate was 1.7% higher than economists would have expected, even given the depth of the recession. It seems to have to do with the shock that employers got from a deep recession, their anxiety about going forward, about whether the economy is really going to recover, and their ability in bad times to learn how to do more with fewer workers that is good for us in the long run, but bad for us right now because it means they just don't need the workers to meet the demand from consumers.
All of this means enormous pressure on politicians to respond. What ideas are they coming up with? And in your opinion, what will make a difference?
Well, that's a great question, Renee. You know, you can see the politicians flailing around trying to figure out what to do. Do we need more of a infrastructure spending by the government to put people to work? That's one of the things that the president's talking about. Do we need some kind of tax credit that would encourage businesses who are a little bit reluctant to hire to make that hire? And there's a number of proposals like that. The president has some. A bipartisan group in Congress wants to have a payroll tax holiday. The sad fact of history is that these things generally don't work very well. They help a little, but not very much. And it may be that we're just in for a long, painful time of high unemployment until the economy recovers from this massive heart attack it had. Just like if you have a heart attack, you can be getting better, but it'll be a long time before you feel like your old self.
Well, is there, David, though, any chance the economy could break out of this funk, if you will, and take off more robustly than economists are predicting?
I think it could. The economy is hard to predict, and it's particularly hard to predict when it's gone through an unusual episode. So if businesses have been really reluctant to hire, and they've actually done more firing than they usually do, and business starts to come back, we may find that, and we may be lucky enough to find that they have to hire a lot more workers than people are expecting. And that's certainly one possibility. Unfortunately, the other possibility is that something else goes wrong and things get worse than the economists expect. So we just can hope that it's the positive surprise that lies before us and not the negative one.
Okay, well, final question. What does this all mean for the political landscape down the road over the next few years? Is this good for Republicans?
I think it's bad for incumbents. I think that when the economy is bad and people are discouraged, they want the government to do something. And no matter what the government does, if it doesn't work, they're angry at incumbents. So it's probably bad for incumbents. That means it's better for Republicans than Democrats. But it also means a kind of anger at authority, anger at business, a kind of populist Republican. I don't think we'll be electing a lot of Republicans from the country club set who want to repeal the estate tax and cut capital gains taxes and go home. I think they're going to be much angrier at the banks and much angrier at businesses for refusing to hire and for outsourcing than many Republicans have been in the past.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal.